can't wait until tomorrow.
Minnesota is so hot.
Cause tomorrow, my very well.
Final segment, 9 to noon from Fankato on your home for Vikings football. Paul Allen, co-host Ron Johnson for the final 2 hours of today's show. Great job, Ron.
Appreciate it.
Ron, Stacy Coley, wide receiver.
He's been on Red Zone Radio before. So.
Has he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stacy Coley, Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson, Stacy Coley. I'm Paul Allen. Nice to meet you.
Same here.
You don't know it yet, but you're my main man.
I appreciate it.
Let me explain why. Two reasons. First of all, I love University of Miami football. Yeah. Now, it fell off a little bit over the last X amount of years.
Get back on track.
You know what I mean? Compared to Jeremy Shockey, Edgerrin James, Ray Lewis, all those days, Ed Reed, all those days and everything, Devin Hester. However, it's a cool vibe.
Right.
Canes football is cool.
Right.
Secondly, my 14-year-old daughter, who will be here today for practice.
Okay.
Her name is Nicole.
Okay.
Her lifetime nickname has been Coley.
Okay.
So I'm doing the draft party at U.S. Bank Stadium. I'm hosting it for the football team.
Right.
Get to the seventh round, I'm like looking at it going, come on. Really? With the whatever in the whatever draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Stacy Coley, University of Miami.
Right.
And I was like, he doesn't know it yet? That's my main man.
appreciate it.
So then it's like, you know, you were a little nicked up at OTAs and minicamp. A little better now. You know, it's like Rodney Adams this, Rodney Adams that. I'm like, hey, let's wait. Let's give the Cane a chance. Because you can't keep a Cane down very long.
Right.
So if he's healthy during training camp, which you are right now,
right.
How are things going?
It's going great. I mean, I'm just out here competing. I'm just trying to make the team better and receivers better. So
Well, he's my guy, too, because he was wearing Adidas.
Yeah.
What happened?
No, I'm still with Adidas.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I'm still with Adidas.
Okay.
No, I'm still with Adidas.
So, yeah, so that's my guy. So, you know, but, yeah, looking at, like you said, when I talked to Coach Hazel, and he said when you're healthy, you're explosive. You can get from 0 to 60 real fast. What, you know, are some of the things that you've been working on to make the team?
You had 9 touchdowns last year. Nice. It's Coley the Cane.
Just being myself. I'm just, like I said, just going out here every day, just competing, and just being myself and just having fun with it.
So are you doing slot and outside receiver?
Right now I'm just doing slot. Right now I'm just doing outside.
Okay.
Because,
I mean, that's the biggest thing. When you look at the outside receiver, the goal is to be able to move into the slot.
Right.
So I'd say keep that in mind. Because as you're going through, you're watching Diggs, you know, you're watching Thielen, you're watching the guys. What happens is when you can be a slot receiver, even though you're taller, like that, I had to come in and do both.
Right.
You can be more expendable on the team, and they're willing to say, okay, he can play both inside and outside, learning the concepts.
Right.
So then when a concept like Cowboy is called or whatever, you know what both guys are doing.
Right.
Because I heard Shermer yell that out. You know, is it going to be this? Is it going to be that? You know what both guys are doing. So mentally, though, you're a Cane.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a lot of, like, bravado. You know, it's all about the you.
It's the Cane.
Have you had to tone that down as a rookie so far, or have you been as brash as, like, a – because Ed Reed came in. I played with Ed Reed. We were drafted together.
Right.
And he came in quiet at first.
Right.
It took him a little bit, and then we saw the you come out.
Right.
So how have you approached that?
I mean, I'm just being myself. I'm always humble. So, I'm always humble, but I'm going to let my game speak for itself.
Okay.
So
we have two Canes. We have Danny Isadora.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's Danny like?
Danny doing good. I mean, you know, the Canes going to always put on. So, yeah, he's doing great right now.
Stupidest question you're ever going to get. Where have the Canes played their home games of late? Is it on the campus of the University of Miami? Or is it where the Dolphins play?
You're saying where we play our home games at?
Yeah, home games.
Yeah, and Miami Dolphins. We don't have a stadium on campus.
Right, but how long has it been like that? Or where they – where
forever.
They,
yeah, At first, they played on campus. Like, they had a stadium.
Is that like Coral Gables?
No, it was like the Marlins Stadium.
Okay.
So, yeah, where the Marlins Stadium was at right now, that was the Orange Bowl. So,
yep. So, like with Dalvin Cook, you know, Dalvin Cook, Florida State.
Yeah.
Coley the Cane.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, things have been a little better for Florida State of late than the University of Miami.
Right.
You Dalvin, incredibly good college football player.
Right.
Trash talking.
Right. Right now, we teammates now. So, I mean, we still have our rivals and stuff like that. So, we still going to just talk trash when Florida State and Miami play against each other because that's in our nature. So,
but Canes talk trash.
Yeah, that's all we do.
Yeah.
That's all we do. So, yeah. Especially with Florida State.
So you're competing with Rodney Adams maybe for a spot on the team.
Right, right.
So, I mean, if you guys get into a trash-talking battle, he played at South Florida, you played at the U. You can be like, there was a reason you were at South Florida. It's your trash-talking. I'm a Cane.
Yeah.
So you and Dalvin Cook, Florida State-Miami plays. Are you guys going to bet, like, loser has to wear the winner's jersey?
Oh, most definitely. We're going to have something. We're going to have some type of betting going on. But we don't know yet right now. But, yeah, we most definitely going to have that.
All right, we got to get serious. Stacy Coley, seventh-round rookie, University of Miami, 9 to noon. Weird question. I remember how highly touted you were when you went to the University of Miami. You got recruited and went to the U.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they thought very highly of you. you ended up a seventh-round pick
right.
off a season where you had 9 touchdowns and 754 yards.
Right.
How'd you end up in the seventh round?
I honestly don't know, but, I mean, God works in mysterious ways, so I'm going to just put everything in God's hands and let the chips fall where they fall.
Were you disappointed?
I was, but, I mean, like I said, I'm going to put it in all God's hands. God makes no mistakes, so I'm going to just keep praying.
Tell me about Northeast High School in Oakland Park, Florida. Like, what part of town is it? Who are some guys in the NFL now who you know who came from that part of town?
Oh, man, it's a small school off Oakland Park and Commercial.
Okay.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
What part? Is it in Miami?
No, it's actually in Fort Lauderdale.
Got it.
Yeah, Fort Lauderdale. But actually, we had a player that was on this team, Brian DeBose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he went there. Me and him played together.
They played at Louisville.
Yeah, me and him
defensive
played together.
Defensive tackle, right?
Right. Me and him played together.
Right.
And for all I know, that's the only person that my time was in the lead. So
the Coley the Cane trash talking, I mean, it runs all over the place.
Right.
First of all, you went to the U.
Right.
So you probably had a class called trash talking. Secondly, you're a wide receiver, and wide receivers and DBs do nothing but trash talk the entire practice.
Right.
Thirdly, you played high school football in Florida,
right.
which means Western Pennsylvania, Texas, and California come at you.
Right.
And, I mean, so you've got so many bits to you
that
meanwhile you got to go out there and try to win a job on the field, right?
Right. I mean, like I said, I'm going to just be myself and just play the game that I love and just, like, contribute the most that I can and just make plays and continue to make plays.
How's the route running at the NFL level?
It's different. You got, like a lot of corner routes and stop routes, like double routes in between the corner routes and stuff like that. So it can get difficult, but I'm a route runner, so that's what I do. So
Kane.
So I'm looking across the NFL, and I don't know if you guys watch other camps, but we have to. There's a lot of fights going on.
Right.
The Indianapolis coaches had one with T.Y. Hilton, and another receiver got into a fight with another DB.
Yeah,
here, Laquan and Exum got into a fight.
Yeah.
How, like, Saturday, 7:15 p.m., you guys get to strap it on and actually finally hit and tackle each other. How much have the receivers noticed, like a guy like Exum, who needs to be taught a lesson, because I'm a receiver, and anytime you do something stupid like that, we're going to teach you a lesson. How have the receivers taken that, saying, okay, it's time to compete, and we got your back, we're going to attack every single, like, you all are going to pay for what Exum did. How has that mindset been?
Our mindset is just every day, like, just go out here just to have fun, go to work, and just compete our butts off. And we know that's our teammates, but we're going to compete, we're going to get after it. But at the same time, we're going to still be safe.
So, right. So if Exum swings on you, though, are you going to scoop him? Or are you just going to back off like Quan kind of did?
Oh, he was right next to him.
No. I mean, then at that point, then, you know, a man instinct is going to take over.
Right.
So you got to defend yourself at that point.
But Canes don't back away, right?
Let me give you a tip, though.
Nah.
Don't swing.
Nah.
Just scoop him and get him on the ground.
Yeah.
You can't win in a swinging battle with a helmet.
Right,
like, that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Stacy,
you just grab him.
Who are some of your all-time favorite Cane football players?
Oh, man, my coach that taught me at high school, Darnell Bennett. You have Michael Irvin.
Oh,
you have Ed Reed.
Oh,
yeah.
You have Santana Moss.
Oh, keep going.
Reggie Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
You got
what about
Frank
Willis
Gore.
McGahee?
Willis McGahee, they still come around.
Ray Lewis
still come around.
Yep. Seriously.
Yeah.
These Cane names just go on and on and on.
Yeah, we still have those guys come around and teach us and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it like playing high school football in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area? I mean, how competitive is it?
Oh, it's real competitive. I mean, you know, you still have that instinct in the back of your mind, and it's just fun. Like, it's just a lot of fun. You go to school, like, you might not go to school in your neighborhood that you're supposed to, but you play against them, so you know you got to shine and stuff like that. And it's just a lot of trash talking.
They still had a Soul Bowl?
The Soul Bowl?
I think so, yeah.
Glad you said that one.
Yeah.
The front page of the newspaper if I called you guys the Soul Patrol.
Yeah, Banshee, Ely, and Dilla High School, yeah.
What's that mean?
It's a big game that they play at
Saturday night, yeah.
Yeah, and they actually sell tickets like
what's
in
it called, Branch
store.
Ely?
Yeah,
is that in Pompano Beach?
Yeah, but Ely play at Dilla.
That's where Tyrone Carter played.
Yeah.
So it's a bunch of teams that are really good. But they play, like, they have different, like, Jackson will play Northwestern.
I'm sure there are no security guards there.
Yeah, everybody's just out there just having a good time.
When they say, like, Luke shows up, like the rapper, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's Trick Daddy shows up. Like,
well, Master P shows up with a briefcase so he can bet on the game.
Yeah, it's a big showdown when that come around.
Okay, another weird question before you go, since you are developing into my main man. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but when you were at the University of Miami, there may have been some penalty-related problems with you.
Yeah.
Like, specifically inside the red zone. I ain't going to call you a hothead or anything because I don't know enough about you.
Yeah.
But then that's what I heard after they drafted you. Then I was watching OTAs and minicamp, a couple of penalties on you there.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say, with the God-given athletic ability you have, mm-hmm. and it's immense because I've watched you.
Right.
That's the number one thing you got to get control of,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm working on that every day. I mean, I just trying to stay focused and just watch the ball, key in on the ball, and don't let the DBs get to me and stuff like that, and just stay level and stay grounded. And just
do DBs try to get at you because, like, they know that that might bug you?
I mean, they talk a lot of trash. Like, in college, they talk a lot of trash, and I'm not getting the ball, so it kind of gets to me and stuff like that. And
right.
Then, like, yeah.
This is one thing about DBs. You can beat them five times.
Yeah.
And if they knock one ball down,
that's,
they will celebrate they just won the Super Bowl.
Oh, man. Right.
So that's the hardest thing for a receiver to deal with.
Right.
And so you can't keep talking about, I caught five on you. That one, they're going to do this. They're going to jump a chest bump. It's like, dude, come on, man. I've been killing you all day. So that's where the fights come. Because
is that what it's like?
Yeah. They celebrate on everything. Yeah. And it's like, dude, we killed y'all today.
Seriously, though. Xavier Rhodes, really good, really rich now, and also really Florida State.
Right, right.
So what's it like going against X?
Oh, man, he's
good.
Yeah, he just, like, he going to make me better at the end of the day. Big cornerback, you know, he got Ricketts frame and stuff like that. And, like, he cool. I mean, you know, he very fundamental sound, technique. So it's cool to go against all our DBs, actually. I mean, I treat all of them the same when I'm going up against them. I try to do my best, work their technique, and just try to make plays.
So at 5 o'clock today, don't forget and don't think it's weird. when my 14-year-old daughter's here to watch practice, and her nickname is Coley, and I ask you to take a picture with your back to the camera and, like, looking over your shoulder because your jersey says Coley, and you got this girl next to you.
No problem.
All right?
No problem.
Thank you, Stacey.
Appreciate you, man.
Good luck to you, too.
Stacey
Coley, seventh-round wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, looking for a chip chair and a chance in the National Football League. He's a king.